Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Beis, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Huda Amal Al Devisu, there was somebody that told his wife, Nichsi Lahai de Ma'abris, I am gifting my nechasim, my possessions, to the fetus, the uber that you're carrying in your womb. So obviously this uber is not yet Ba'ilah. However, the man wants to be mezakeh his nechasim over to the uber. Now that's pasha, that the uber, being that he's not ba'olam, is not capable of doing a ma'isa kinyan. And in order to be zoicha in something, you would have to do a ma'isa kinyan. Presumably, however, he's going to be mezakeh to somebody who will be zoicha on behalf of the uber, based on the idea of zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Now you'll ask me, isn't schiyah mitam shlichos, and shlichos l'katan, certainly and shlichos l'uber? So that's of course Tosfos Kasha and Masechtas Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and the sugya of ger katan v'hadvarim matikin. So regardless of how you make that work, the chiddush of this case was that this man wanted to be mezakeh nechasim not to a katan, but to an uber. Amar Rav Huna paskind, having mezakeh l'uber, from mezakeh l'uber l'ikana, you cannot be mezakeh something to an uber. Is Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, is that true? L'churetz k'neged a mishnah. Which mishnah? The last mishnah perkei shnoichlin. Ha'oimerim yoldi ishti zachar yitoman. If somebody says that if my wife, who was pregnant at the time, gives birth to a zachar, I am going to give the baby a month. Nekeva, Masayim. Why more for Nekeva than a Zachar? That was Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. But what did the Mishnah Paskin Yolda Zachar, Noitel Mana? That if the Zachar is in fact born, he's Noitel Mana. Presumably, because the father was already Mezakeh to him. Now, when the father was Mezakeh this Mana to the child had not been born yet. The child was an uber. So what do you see? Mezakeh l'uber kana. So isvei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna, that even if what you're saying, perhaps in svara, in lumdis, in logic, could make sense, why a mezakeh l'uber should be loikana, but at the end of the day, it's connected to Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, a mezakeh l'uber kana, amalei. So Rav Huna responded to Rav Nachman, and he told the Mishnah, seinu unzere Mishnah eni adei ha-mishana. I have no idea what the Tana of the Mishnah is. Meaning, I agree that my psak halacha is not like the Mishnah. I'm not paskining like the Mishnah. In fact, the Mishnah, the Tana, this anonymous Tana, is someone that any idea, I don't even know who he is. But the halacha is certainly not like it. Fake the Gemara, any idea, Mishana, Vele Malay, Rav Huna could have said, Rav Meiri. Churitz Rav Meir, the Amar of the Makna Davash Leibel Oilam, Machlekes in Shas, where the other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam, or Ein other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam. In fact, there are many Tanam in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there are many Tanam in Shas that hold other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam. But Rav Meir is one of them. And by the way, Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So Freik the Gemara, Vilei Malei, why didn't he just say, Pashit, that I agree there's a Mishnah? We don't Paskin like the Mishnah, but he didn't have to take it to the extreme and say, Ein Yedea Mishana, why didn't you just say the time of the Mishnah is Rav Meir? But the Gemara says, I'll tell you, because Rav Huna held that even Rav Meir doesn't hold mezakeh l'uber kana. Because Eimad Hashem Lid Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir hold Adam Makna Dover Shalabi L'Olam? That's Lid Dover Sheyesh Nabaylam. So if the Chifetz HaNikne, the thing that's being bought or sold or gifted, is not Ba'olam, but both parties to the transaction are Ba'olam, the Makna is Ba'olam, the Kain is Ba'olam. So there, Rav Meir says, Adam Makna Dover Shalabi L'Olam. He takes on the Chachabim, he holds it works. But Lid Dover Sheyesh Nabaylam, Mishamele, but did anyone ever hear a mayor take his chiddush to such an extreme and say that you could be makna something to someone that's not ba'olam? And the truth is that in lumdis, there's a very big difference between the chifetz hanikna not being ba'olam and the koina not being ba'olam. Why is it that ein other makna dova shaloi ba'olam? So we've spoken out in the past, there's two svaras that permeate the sugya. One is the svara that's attributed to the Rosh, and that is that a person is incapable of having real das to buy or sell something that's not ba'olam. So when something is not ba'olam, even though you sit down with lawyers and documents, with edim, you're following the steps that you would ordinarily follow when you want to make a kinyan. But aviv vayit, the chifetz hanikna is not ba'olam, it's inevitable that there's a chesaron in gemiras das. So it's the chesaron in gemiras das that creates the scenario of Ein Adam Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam. The Rosh says it's for that reason that if the Makna would swear, he would add a Shvua to the Kenyan over there, Adam Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam. The Rosh said that to answer the Velz Kasha, that how was Esav able to sell the Bechayra to Yaakov? Wasn't the Bechayra a Dovah Shalai B'Loilam, the Rechayim's Kasha? But really, the Rishayim asked the Kasha, the Rosh already asked the Kasha. And the Rosh said it's for that reason that Yaakov told Esav, he shavali kayoim, swear, because Shvua always fa'enfers the chisorin of the Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam, but it's predicated on an understanding that the Rosh had, that the reason Eina the Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam is because it's a chisorin in Das. If that's the case, Rameyer, who argued, who holds other Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam, is obviously going to hold that there is no chisorin in Gemiras Das. It's possible for a person to be Gemir Das, despite the fact that the thing being bought or sold is not B'Loilam. Stating that, the Gemara would obviously be of the opinion that even Rameyer would acknowledge that if you're sitting at a closing and the chefetz hanikn is not ba'olam. So even though the chachamim say ein al demak nedovah shloim ba'olam, it's hard to really have das. But Meir says you could have das. But let's say the buyer is not ba'olam. The buyer isn't going to be born for another 6 months. You're at a closing, nu, and that koif this, that's just ba'olam. That already, it's hard to have gemiras das. The other svara in the sugya of Ein Adam Makna Dovah Shalai B'Loilam, the svara that some achrayim attribute to the Rivash, that is that there's a chesorim be'etzem. You can't buy yourself something that's not ba'olam. We once spoke out a super alumnus from the Chazanish. Chazanish said that something that's not ba'olam is felt and bailus. You can't sell something that you don't own. And if it's not ba'olam, I can't own it. You can't own something that's not ba'olam. But the chesorin is more mitzad the chefetz hanikna. Rameir obviously is not worried about that. But where the koina is not ba'olam, where there's no koina, that already, Rameir is going to agree. But either way, this is axiomatic throughout the sugyas of Rameir, that even though Rameir holds other makner dovah shloim b'loilam, but lid dovah shloim b'loilam, Rameir is going to agree, it doesn't work. So mezakel uber, if you want to apply it to the sugya of loy b'loilam, it's applicable to the Lidavar Shalai Baloilam, where the Gemara always assumes Rameyer agrees doesn't work. Thus, Rav Huna didn't want to say that the time of the Mishnah is Rameyer, even though Stam Mishnah always is Rameyer, because this is Lidavar Shalai Baloilam. Even Rameyer Luchura wouldn't hold. So again, the Kasha is, how could Rav Huna say Mizakul Abulai Kana? It's Kenega the Mishnah. And what did Rav Huna answer? Mishnah say no any other Mishnah. So the Gemara's kasha was, why didn't you say Rav Meir? So the Gemara said, because this is not a tzushal to Rav Meir. V'leim alei Rav Yosi. Why didn't Rav Huna say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Yosi? The Amma Uber Kani. We find that Rav Yosi holds that an Uber could be Kani at the time. We learned in the Mishnah, Uber Paisavani Michael to be Rav Yosi. So the context over there is talking about a Kayan that was married to a Bas Yisrael. The Kayan died. Now, as long as a Kayan's alive, his wife is allowed to eat truma because she's kinyan kaspa, your isha niknes, she's kinyan kaspa of her husband. Additionally, any avodim kananian that this koyin had while he was alive would be able to eat as well. Now, when the koyin dies, if he leaves over yarshim, assuming the yarshim are also kayhanim, that's what you would assume. If he's a koyin, his children are going to be kayhanim. So the avodim kananian will fight to be able to eat truma. Additionally, his wife will fight to be able to eat truma because although her husband is not alive, but if she has children, if she has children with the Kayan, that in and of itself gives her a schus, gives her her right to be able to eat truma. The case over there was where the Kayan died and left over an Uber. And says Rabbi Yosi Achidish that an Uber is not capable of giving the Eishas Kayan a schus to be able to eat truma. Additionally, the Uber is not capable of giving the Avodim Kananiyim a schus to be able to eat truma. Why not? Because Rabbi Yosi holds that Uber b'meis Zara, that the Uber that's being carried by this Bas Yisrael, who was the wife of a Kayan, until this Uber is born, is going to have a din of a Zara. Once the Uber is born, the Uber is going to have a din of a Kayan. But right now, the Uber is going to have a din of a Zara. It comes up lahalacha. Could an Eishes Kayan who's carrying the child go into a Beis HaKvaris, for example? So she herself is not a Kayan. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's married to a Kayan. So it gives her certain rights, but she doesn't have all the Yisurei Kehuna. But Machmas, the Uber that she's carrying, is she allowed to walk into a Beis HaKvaris or not? Rabbi Yisrael, Uber Mei Zara, Zari. So being that it's a Zara, as it relates to what we need from this Gemara, the Uber, says Rabbi Yossi, Yarshin's the father. If the Uber Yarshin's the father, the Avodim Kananiyim belong to the Uber. The Uber is a Zar. So the Avodim Kananiyim belong to a Zar, they won't be able to eat Truma. So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yossi also an Uber could Yarshin. If an Uber could Yarshin, then an Uber could be Zaycha. If that's the case, a mazakil uber should be kana. So again, Rafuna paskin mazakil uber loy kana. The Gemara said, isn't it connected to Mishnah? What did Rafuna say? Mishnah seinu enu yedei mishon. I have no idea who the Tana of the Mishnah is. I never found one Tana in Shas who should hold that an uber could be kana. What do you mean? It's Rabbi Yossi. You see, Rabbi Yossi holds an uber yarshins. If an uber yarshins, then a mazakil uber should be kana. But the Gemara says, Shani Yerusha bo meileo. It's not a raya. Rafuna said, I know there's a Rabbi Yossi out there. There's a Rabbi Yossi that holds that an uber could yarshin, but that's Yerusha. Yerusha, the Torah is Mazaka. Yerusha goes by Mimela. Something that works by Mimela doesn't require a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe over there an Uber would be able to be Zoicha. But as it relates to the Mishnah, where you're being Mazaka to Uber, I don't know anyone who holds that something like that should work. Fake the Gemara of a Labor there, Rabbi Yechim and Breiki. Why didn't Rav Huna say that the time of the Mishnah is Rechim and Breiki? The Amad Loishna Yerusha Loishna Matana. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechim and Breiki. Amen. Amra Mishra Eliyashay Dvarv Kayamim. So this is our famous Rabbi Yechim and Breiki. Rabbi Yechim and Breika, who says that even though ordinarily, if somebody wants to manipulate the Seidah HaYerusha, you can't do it because you're a Masna Amashakasa Batayra. But if somebody gives someone that's Ra'i L'Yarsha a disproportionate Yerusha, that's something he could do. So, for example, if a man had five sons, even though the Yerusha is supposed to be divided amongst the five sons, but if he wants to single out one of his sons and give him the Yerusha, even though technically it's not the way say the Yerusha works. Technically, you should be a master mashakasa b'atayra, but Rabbi Yechim and Breika learns from the pasuk v'ayibiyem and chila is banav that that's something that's going to work. Now, if we just said that in Uber is a Yerush, then presumably Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that if somebody left over four sons and a Uber, and he decided before he died that he wants the Uber the one to be the one to Yarshin, it could work. Because an Uber is a Yairish, yeah, from Yossi, who holds that? An Uber is a Yairish. So if an Uber is a Yairish, he's a royal Yarsha. If he's a royal Yarsha, maybe you should be able to pull off a Rabbi Yechim and Breika. And if that's the case, then what do you see? You see that you can even give a matana to an Uber. Because Rabbi Yechim and Breika's halacha is not happening in Mimela. It's something that requires some intervention on behalf of the father. So you see this idea that it's possible for a person to give something to an Uber. But the Gemara says, how do you know Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that? Rabbi Yechim and Breika never said before that it works for an Uber. I mean, you're assuming it works for an Uber. Why? Because Rabbi Yechim and Breika spoke in very broad terms. He said that if you give it to a royal Yarshay, and you just found the Shita that holds that an Uber is a royal Yarshay, so you're assuming you can give it to an Uber. But if I could tell you five reasons in Lumbus why it shouldn't work, then maybe it wouldn't work. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds like Rabbi Yossi. Again, we're just repeating ourselves. But the Gemara says, how do you know? The bottom line is you have no hechrich to say that Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that his halacha of ben abonim would work by an Uber, even if he holds like Rabbi Yossi. There's no hechrich, and there's certainly no hechrich that he holds like Rabbi Yossi. So the bottom line is we're left with what Rav Huna said. Hamazak to the Uber loikana. I unzer a Mishnah. Mishnah seino any idea Mishana. Maybe the Mishnah has to be read differently. Meaning, how did we understand the Mishnah when we learned it? If a man says that im yolda ishti zachar yitel mana, yolda zachar yitel mana. Pashu pshat of the Mishnah is the man is giving the gift to the Uber. He says, my wife, you're pregnant. If you give birth to a Zachar, I want right now, this second, while the Uber is in the state of a fetus, I want the Uber to get a mon. A nekeva, I want to give it Mosayim. The assumption is that who's going to be the beneficiary of the gift? The Uber itself is going to be the beneficiary. Thus, we have a kasha. It's mashma mazakel uber is kana, not like Rav Huna. And Rav Huna is so taken aback by it that he says, Mishnah seinu, any idea mishana. But the Gemara says, maybe that's not what's going on. Maybe the father was gifting the money not to the uber, but rather the father was gifting the money to the person that was going to tell him that the baby was born. Who said the gift was going to the child b'chla? Maybe it's going to the person who will tell him. Right? We had a brice on the top of Kufman Malav Amid Beis that spoke specifically about something like that, where somebody said that if you come and you're Mavasar, the Besoidus Tovus to me, and you tell me that my wife gave birth to a child, I'm going to be so happy, so thankful, I'm going to give you a month. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Maybe the Mishnah is not even talking about somebody giving a gift to an Uber. But the Gemara says, Izi Hachi Diktani Seif, what was the last halacha in the Mishnah? The ancient Yerush Elohu Yerush Akal. We got involved in a tumtum in the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah said that a tumtum doesn't Yarsha because he's not a Zachar, he's not an Akeva. If, however, the father dies and there's no Yerush other than the tumtum, then the tumtum would Yarsha. Says the Gemara, if the whole Mishnah was talking about giving something to the child that's born is going to get, it's not going to get. So I get this segue to the last part of the Mishnah. Does a tumtum yarshin in a vacuum? Yarshin or not yarshin? So usually they're doichim. If there's no other child, then the tumtum's going to yarshin. But if we're never even talking about the child getting gifts, we're talking about a mevasreini, then ma'inyin reisha l'seifa. Then how do we now jump to a whole halacha about a uber yarshin? So the Gemara doesn't like that idea either. But the Gemara still is trying to figure out who the time of the Mishnah is. V'leimele b'shayolda. Maybe the Mishnah is talking not about a man whose wife is expecting a child, and he's giving the gift right now in the state of Uber. Maybe this, we're talking about a man whose wife already had a baby. And what he's saying is that I don't know if I had a boy or a girl. If I had a boy, I want the baby to get a mom. If I had a girl, I want the baby to get Messiah. But he's giving the gift right now after the baby was born, not saying that when the baby is born. So the Gemara says it doesn't work grammatically in the Mishnah. Lashon Asid, that's in the future sense. It should have said whoever was born. So the Gemara is striking out. V'lei malei, says the Gemara, one more option. Maybe the Mishnah is the way we thought. Meaning a man, his wife is pregnant. Baby wasn't born yet. She's expecting right now. He wants to give a gift to the child. He's not giving it to the Vasreini, the person who's going to tell him that the child was born. He wants to give the gift to the child itself. He doesn't mean to give the gift to the child right now when it's in the state of an Uber. He wants the gift to give, be given when the baby's going to be born. No, he's talking now. He says, like, when the baby's going to be born, that's when I'm going to give it. So why is it a kasha and Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, means you can't give a gift to an Uber while the Uber is in the state of an Uber. The Mishnah's talking about where you're giving the gift after the baby's already born. You said now that when the baby will be born, that's when I'm going to go ahead and that's when I'm going to give the gift. Now, the truth is, it still has to do with the sugi of Adam Makna Dovash Leibel Oilam, Ein Adam Makna Dovash Leibel Oilam. Because the Chachamim who hold Ein Adam Makna Dovash Leibel Oilam hold that you can't give somebody a gift when the gift is not Oilam. You also can't do a Maisa Kinyin when it's loy bala olam, even if you want the kinyan to go into effect, to be chal when it's going to be ba'olam. But the bottom line is, it's an obvious distinction between what Rav Huna said and what perhaps the Mishnah is talking about. So we're struggling. A whole Amid Gemara and Shas that discusses who the Tana of the Mishnah might be, in light of the fact that Mezakel Uber Loikana, says the Gemara, maybe there's an easy Eitzah. V'lei malei da'amah l'kishatele, zok the Gemara, Rav Huna l'tamei. You know, Rav Huna didn't want to learn that way. Da'amah Rav Huna, af l'kishatele loikana. Because Rav Huna, who said a Mezakel Uber Loikana, took it to the extreme. He said a Mezakel Uber Loikana, I mean, if you want to give it to an Uber, when the Uber's in the state of Uber, it doesn't work. Additionally, even if you want to just do the Maisa Kinyan, when the baby is in the state of Uber, even if you want the chalois to happen, even that doesn't work. Nachman said this chilik that the Gemara suggested, that a mezakel Uber is loikono, but if you say that you want the king to be chal when the baby is born, it is kono. Rav Huna said, and even if you want the king to be chal after the baby is born, it's loikono. Rav Sheshes is a third opinion, the extreme. A mezakel Uber is kono, and even certainly if you say l'kishetelet, it's going to be kana. So the bottom line is, you want to know where Rav Huna didn't answer more simply that the Mishnah is talking about l'kisha teleit, it's because Rav Huna is the middle opinion in these three amayroim, and Rav Huna l'tamei, Rav Huna holds a mazaka l'ubalei kana, and even if you say l'kisha teleit, still the halacha is loy kana. So who is the third amayra mentioned? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana. Hamazaka l'ubalei kana, Lakishate later certainly kana. Amr Rav Sheshes, no, I mean, how do I know the time you learned to the Brice? So Ger Shemez, a Ger Dot, who bizbizu Yisrael, but Nechasov, and Yidin went and they took advantage of his Nechasim, they grabbed it under the assumption that the Ger had no Yarshim. So we know the Gemara says many places in Shas that there's no Yid in Klal Yisrael that has no Yarshim. Now you're learning Yesh Noichlin, you can see why. Because when you start dealing with Mishmush and you go up Dairis and down Dairis, there's no way in the world, somehow we all link ourselves to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So there's no person in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a Yerish in Hilchas Yesh Noichlin that somewhere along the road would be able to Yashem, with the possible exception of a Ger. Because Ger Shinitzkar, you see, he loses his connection to his father and his mother and his babas and zaydas and uncles and brothers and sisters. So all he really has is his children. So if all he has is his children, if a Ger dies and he has no children, so he's out of business. There's no Yarshin. So who Yarshins the estate of a Ger? No one. It's Hefker. Being that it's Hefker, you can go be Machsik B'nichsei Ager. So a lot of the sugyas and shas that deal with Hefker deal with Nichsei Ager. So that's what happened in this Braisa. Ger Shemes, a Ger died, Ubizbis Yisrael Nechasav, under the premise that he had no Yarshin. And they found that afterwards that this Meis did have Yarshim. He had a son, or his wife was a Meuberes. That's what we're going to need. The halach is they have to give the Nechasim back, because it comes out they were Machzik Betois. They were Machzik under the assumption that there was no Yarshim. Now they found out there is Yarshim. Let's say they give it back. And then they find out afterwards, oh, by the way, that son, he died. Or that Uber had a miscarried. The halacha is that you don't say that the ones that were machzik originally get it, because at the time that they were machzik it, there were yarshim, there was an uber, and there was a son. Rather, hichzik b'shniya kana. Whoever's machzik in it now, round two, where there certainly are no yarshim, that's going to be the real owners. Barishayna like kana, but whoever was machzik it originally is not going to get it. Why? Because whoever was machzik it barishayna never made a good chazaka, because at the time they were yarshim. What's the Rav Sheshes' raya? The isol gadai toch ubalei kani. But if you're going to tell me ubalei kani, lo amadu achzuki b'shniya, achzuki lechado zimna. The Mishnah gave two examples of why the chazaka would not have been a good chazaka. One was shamu sheyesh loy ben. The second was oisha hoisei ishtoi mi'uberes. So bishloy ma shamu sheyesh loy ben. A ger died. The assumption was there were no yarshim. Two yidden go, then machzik v'nichzei ager. Then they find out, oh, this woman who died left over a son. Being that this man that died left over a son, so it comes out they had no right to be machzikit, so they gave it back. A year later, the son dies. If you want to get it, you'll have to be machzik again. Are you a machzik a year ago? What you did a year ago has no relevance right now, because at that time, you had no right to be machzik it. So whoever's machzik b'shniya, that's the one that's going to get it. That makes perfect sense, as Rav Sheshes. But I didn't understand the next case. The case where the ger died, left over a wife that was pregnant. These two yidden went, and they were machzik b'nichzei ager. Then they find out that his wife is pregnant, so they gave it back. And then, before the baby was born, the mother miscarried, the baby died. What's the halacha? Hichzik b'shniya kana, the same exact halacha. The shaila is why? Why shouldn't the first chazaka work? If you're going to tell me that the uber was never kaina, it's only maybe like a shetelet, but the uber itself was never kaina. So it turns out, huvra adova l'mafreya, that the man died with no yarshin. So whoever was machzik barishayna should be the one that gets it. Elo my uber's kaina. See, so uber's a yarish, and uber's a kaina, zakrav sheishes, minan minala. You know why I know that echad zev kaina? That a mazakul uber is kana, even not l'kishatele, even while it's in a state of uber. I know it from this halacha. It's a brisa that they seft in the fourth parak of Masechtas Ksubas. That's where I know it from. Says the Gemara, two dichuyim, two reasons why Rav Sheshes' raya is not a good raya. Omer Abaya, the first one is Abaya. Yerusha b'meila shiny, the same svar that we saw in the Afkuf Memfa'al Vaveis. Bring a raya from Yerusha, Yerusha's different. Yerusha works b'meila. If Yerusha works b'meila, could be over there it's going to work. But it's not a raya, mazakul uber kana, when you have to do a Maisa Kinyan, when it requires something to be done, then maybe there's a chasarn in Uber. Rava, my Rava said, Chani Hosam, the Rafuye Merafion Biodayu Meikara. This is far to say, says Rava, that it could be when these two Yidden were Machzik B'Nechse Hager initially, they knew that there was a chance that they wouldn't end up getting this Nechasim. Why? Because they knew that there was a wife who was Mu'uberes, and the Uber may potentially be kind of. So when they did the Maisa Kinyan, they never really had a real Das. There was a chsarin in the Das, like an Asmachta. There was a chsarin in the Das kinyan that they had. So even though Huvra Dovla Mafreya, that the Mu'uberes miscarried, so there was never an Uber. And Uber itself is not Koino, meaning it turns out that their chazaka really was a good chazaka. The problem is they never had das. And being that they never had das, that is the chsar, and that's why they're not koino. So Abaye says, don't bring me a ride from there because Yerusha is different. Rava says, I don't know if Yerusha is different. Maybe Yerusha is not different. And if you had a checkmate raya that an Uber could be Yerush, maybe that's a ride to Rav Sheshes, that a mazakul Uber is going to be koino. But you know what the chsar over there was? The chsar was that the koino, the machzik, never really had to ask because in his mind, he didn't think he was going to get it. My beinayu, so the Gemara says, you have to twist your head for this a little bit. It could be nayu, there is an afkimino. Sheshamu boy shemes. They were machzik because they heard that this ishtay muberes that the ger left over miscarried. The baby had died. So they went and made a chazaka. And then they heard that loymes, that really it didn't die. So they gave it back. And then really it did die. What's the nafkimina? There's just one nafkimina in this case. That when they did the original chazaka, even though there was an ishtay muberes, the uber was alive, they thought the uber wasn't alive. So according to Rava, that says that the only reason hichzik perushayin aloy hichzik is because in their mind, they never really had asked to be koina, because they knew there was an ishtay muberes. Over here, they didn't think there was an ishtay muberes. There really was an ishtay muberes, but shamu shemets, they thought the uber had died. So in their mind, they had a mind to do a regular Maisa Kinyas. According to Rava, you're not going to have Rava's teretz. But according to what Abaye said, at the end of the day, an uber is a Yoyrish, not a raya that mazakal uber kana, but uber could be a Yoyrish, so the halacha would be the same. Toshma, again, could an uber mazakal uber kana or mazakal uber loikana? And now we have another wrinkle to this. Is there a chilik between Yerusha or not? The Gemara said it for a pashtus on Kuf Mem Aleph from the days that it could be even the man the Omer that holds a mazakul uber loikano, but Yerusha habam meila shani. We see now that that's really machloikas Abaye v'Rav. That was Abaya's teretz to why Rav Sheshes' raya from Ger Shemes is not a raya. Rava didn't like it, so Abaye would seem to say there's a chilik between a mazakul uber and an uber being yoyrish, being that Yerusha happens with Mamela. Rava doesn't seem to be happy with that. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Tinek ben yoy mechod, noichel umanchel, a tinek that's one day old, has an ability to be noichel, it could yarshin, umanchel. It yarshined. When it dies, it can be manchol. Ben yoy mechod in uberloy. It sounds like the afko ben yoy mechod. Oh, very geschmack. So you see very, very clearly that a mazakul uberloy kana, and not only mazakul uberloy kana, but even Yerusha, that's bob and memela, even that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes himself answered this kash, meaning Rav Sheshes, who holds echod zeh ve'echod zeh kana. So he's the one that's incumbent upon to come up with an answer. How do you explain this, Bryce? So here it's Mashmantinik ben Yoy Mechad, even for Yerusha, said Rav Sheshes, Noichel ben Nichse Yoim, Lahanchel min Ha'av. We're talking about a very specific type of being Noichel. We're talking about a child yarshining his mother, not any other type of Yerusha, Dafka mother. So when it comes to an Uber yarshining his mother, an uber can't yarshin his mother to be manchel. Only a tinik ben yoim echod can yarshin its mother. But for an uber, not. The davke ben yoim echod, aval uber like my time. What's the difference? If an uber could yarshin, hamezakel uber kono, that's shitas Rav Sheshes, he could be manchel. Why should an uber not be able to yarshin his mother? You know what the answer is? Very simple. Because how would an uber yarshin his mother? It would mean that the mother died while the mother was carrying the uber. Again, an uber is inside the womb of its mother. So if an uber is yashining its mother, so just play it out. That means the mother dies, the uber is still alive, and the uber is now going to yashin its mother. Says the Gemara is Nishdaz Amitzias, the Humay Espiratio. Because the Gemara said, scientifically, when a mother dies, the uber dies before the mother dies. That means when the uber would come to yarshin its mother, the uber wouldn't be alive anymore. If the uber wouldn't be alive anymore, so what does that mean? It means that the only way it could yarshin is if it yarshins bekever. The ena ben yoyrish es imoy bekever lahanchel la'achim in a'av. An uber could yarshin. But this chiddush that you find throughout Yesh Noichlin, that someone could be Yoyrish even bekever, there are limitations to that. A bechor doesn't get bishnayim bekever, a bal doesn't yarshin his ishtay bekever, a ben doesn't yarshin his mother bekever either. So being that the uber yarshining his mother can only happen bekever, ein a ben Yoyrish as imoy bekever, says the Gemara. Is that true? There's such a metzias lememed whom I inspiration. It's not possible that maybe the mother died and the uber was still alive. It's inevitable that if the mother who's carrying a child dies, that the uber, that child would have had to die first. Va'avu'uvda, there was a ma'isa shahaya, u'pirches klasa perchusi, where a mother died during childbirth, lo'yoleinu, and then the uber came out, and it was mefarcheses, it was moving around. Amar ma'bar, avash, midad ha'vi azan of halta, if you cut off the tail of a lizard, she mefarcheses, sometimes the tail, even if, though it's detached from the body, it's still going to start jumping around. Now you're going to tell me that it's alive? Of course it's not alive. It was already detached from the source of life. The teretz is, it could still make some noise. So too is in that vein that this uber was jumping around. But it wasn't because it was alive. Because the way it works is that the uber is my inspiration. Thus, that's pshat in that halacha. My braid, Rabbi Yosef, Shrei de Rava Amar. My braid, Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rava, said a different pshat. Again, what are we trying to explain? A braisa that says, Tinoik ben yoim echad noichol umanchol. What's the kasha? According to Rav Sheshes, that holds a mazakul uber kono, then why is it that only a tinoik ben yoim echad yarshins? Luchura, this uber should be able to yarshin bekever, said my brother Rav Yosef, that we're talking about something else. We don't mean the ikr din yerusha. What we mean is, loy meshem emayit bechelik that the only time a child takes away from the chelik of the bechar is when it's born. V'davke ben yemechad, aval uber loy, my time, what's the reason for it? V'yol beloy omer achmona. So what does this mean? It means we know that when a man dies, if he leaves over bechar, the bechar gets pishnayim. So for example, if a man would die, he would leave over two sons and $12,000. So how would the rusha be divided? We would take the $12,000, we divide it into three chalakim, the bechar would get two, pishnayim. And the Pashut, the son that's not a Bechar, would get one. So the Bechar would get $8,000. And the Pashut would get $4,000. The Bechar is getting Pishnayim. If a man would die and he would leave over three sons, not two sons, three sons. One is a Bechar, the other two are Pshutim. We would take the $12,000. We'd give $6,000 to the Bechar. And each one of the Pashuts would get $3,000. So that the Bechar, again, his Chelik represents double Pishnayim of what everybody else is getting. What happened here was, a man died, he left over two sons, but his wife was a Mu'uberes, and then she gave birth to a baby boy. So the boy is a Yairish. There's nothing to talk about. He's going to Yairish. Once he's Yatzal Avroilam, he's for sure going to be a Yairish. And according to Rav Sheshes, Uber could even Yairishin while he's in the state of being an Uber. However, as it relates to taking away from the Chelik HaBechar, that he can't do. So when we determine the Pishnayim, we're going to look as if there were only two sons. So the Bechar is going to get eight, and we're going to take the remaining four, and we're going to divide it now amongst the two brothers, which really doesn't make sense. Because to the extent that there are two other brothers, the Bechar should only get six. Because in this sense, the Bechar is going to end up getting more than Pishnayim. But it doesn't matter, says the Gemara, it's a Gzeres HaKasa, V'yol Deloy, in the Parish of Pishnayim, and this wasn't V'yol Deloy. It wasn't V'yol Deloy, and it's for that, because the father had died before the child was born, so it's for that reason that as it relates to deducting from the Pishnayim, there you have to be a Tinuk Ben Yomechad. So do you have to be a Tinuk Ben Yomechad to Yarshin? No. But to take away from the Pishnayim, yeah. To Omar Mar Bereid Rav Yosef Mishmeid Rav Ben Shnoi Lach HaMisa Soviv Einay Memayit Becheluk Bechayra My Time of Yol Deloy Omar Achmona V'Holak Besura Mas Nahach. In Sura they had this Girsa, in terms of what Mar Bereid Rav Yosef said in the name of Rava, this Chiddush, that even though an Uber Yarshins, but he's not Mamai from the Chelik of Bukhair. But Bepum Pedisa Mas Nahachid had a similar Chiddush, but a different Chiddush. That Omar Mar Bereid Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava, Bechor Shemar Lacha Mises Ovid. What if a Bechor is born after his father died? Ein Menoit Vishnai. He doesn't get Pishnai. My Taima Yakir Omar Achmana Veha Lesa. Because when the Torah talks about the Bechar getting Pishnayim, because Bechar ben Asnua Yakir, the father recognizes him. If the father died before he was born, he can't recognize him. Val lesser the Yakir. Either way, two different girsois and what this Chiddush might have been. The first girsa was that even though an Uber Yarshins, but an Uber is not Memait from the Chelik HaBechayr, from the Pishnayim. Alternatively, a Bechar that's born, La'acha Mises Aviv, he himself doesn't get Pishnayim. The Hilchas HaKachol Hani Lishnin, Omer Mar Bereid Rav Yosef Mishmeid Rav, Halachas like both of these halachas. Both things that Mar Bereid Rav Yosef said, we're not sure, in Surah they said it this way, in Pumbedisa they said it that way. Both of them are true La'halacha. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mazakel Uber Loikon. The in Toimer Mishnah Seinu, that was the kasha that today's daf started with. Rav Nachman's kasha to Rav Huna. Rav Huna also passed him Mazakel Uber Loikon. Either Mishnah, Hayu V'Taitei Shaladim Kroyveitzel. No, at the very end of the sugya, we have an answer. Our sugya is that, because here we're talking about a father giving to a son, and when it comes from a father to a son, even though ordinarily Ein Adamach Nedavish Leibel Oilam, we had such a svar recently in Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Agov, could be a father to a son. He has a mind to give it to him, even in the state of being an Uber. Why? She's looking at Kaddish the Rabuna? No. I'll tell you why, because this is what I want to tell them. Hamazakul Uber Kona. What's the halacha? Hamazakul Uber. Y'all see? Loikana. That's why you need a Gemara. Either way, Hamazakul Uber is Loikana. So we have a sugi over here. Hamazakul Uber Kona, Hamazakul Uber Loikana. And as we saw, it ties in very, very closely to the Machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim and Shas, whether other Machne Dova Shaloi Bala Oilam or Ein other Machne Dova Shaloi Bala Oilam. So what's the halacha? The Rambam in Perek of Beis Hilchas Mechira, halacha Yud, says, V'hamezake lo'uber lo'ikon. The Rambam paskins like the very last words that we mentioned in today's daf, and that is, Hamezake lo'uber lo'ikon. Stating that, the Lechem Mishnah, that my many others ask, a bomb kasha on the Rambam. From another Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says as follows. If somebody tells his friend, Im yol de ishter chonekeva, harei mikudeshes libazeh. Somebody goes over to his friend whose wife was pregnant and says, I'd like to marry the fetus that your wife is carrying. He says, Im yol de ishter chonekeva, harei mikudeshes libazeh, gives her a ring. The Halach is lo yomar klum. It doesn't work. If, however, she was a muberes, the hooker uber, and she already looked pregnant, I raise a mikudeshes. You can be mekadesh and uber. As always, like the Ram. The Ram says, stating that yearly, shetzorich lachzor lekadesh oisim yavi achashat. After the baby's born, do another kedushin. Shkedeshi yachne soisim be kedushin she'im ben doifi. So you'll do a fire to get kedushin. But the Ram of Shita is very, very clear that if somebody goes and he's mekadesh an uber, the kedushin is chal. Again, v'm hoyso eishes chaveri meuberes, v'hooker a uber, hareza mekudeshes. The kedushin is going to be chal. Fred, nachreinim, it's a stiris Rambam. The Rambam said, hamazakul lo b'loikana. What's the svara of mazakul lo b'loikana? Because you look at the uber as if it's a loy b'loilam. The uber is nish kai mech. It's an uber. An uber is not a person. Could you kill an uber? Could you not kill an uber? So we're not getting involved in abortion and all the real hot button topics. But the bottom line is, as it relates to chayshe mishpa, doing transactions, an uber is considered a loy b'loilam. So if an uber is a loy b'loilam and therefore hamazakul lo b'loikana, then why is it that the Rambam says if someone's Kaddish and Uber, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. The Emes is, the Ravid asks a similar Kasha. Omer Avro, Lafia, Locha, Loi, Nemar, Hukka, Uber, Mikudeshes, El, Ladas, Rebbe Lezbe, Yaakov. He says, I know where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam learned the third parak of Masachas Kiddushin. There's a Shittas, Rebbe Lezbe, Yaakov, according to whom it seems to come out over there in the sugya that you can be Makadish and Uber. But you know what the problem is? Reb Lezbe Yaakov Sheet and Shah says the Ravid is, but Vilei Silchus HaKavah say, we don't pass him like Reb Lezbe Yaakov. We pass him, ain't on the Makhdud of Shloibel Oilam. He doesn't take him through the Rambam in Ilchas Mechira. But the Rambam in Ilchas Mechira, talking about an Uber, again says, I'm a Zakhul Uber Leikana. So the bottom line is, the Ravid asks it more generally. What happened to Ain't on the Makhdud Dovash Shloibel Oilam? The Akhrainim ask it in a more pointed way. Uber, Uber. The Rambam himself says, I'm a Zakhul Uber Leikana. So how could the Rambam over here hold that if someone's Makadish and Uber, the Kedushin is going to be Shloim Eger, son of Agoyim Reb Kiva Eger, in Shail Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, it's printed in Simin Kuf Aleph, sent a letter to his father, and Beshulei HaMichtov, they used to write things on the bottom of the Michtov, because they didn't want to just let the empty space go to waste, so they would add Ha'ar. So the tshuva over there is about the sugya of Isser Chal HaLisser, Ein Isser Chal HaLisser. It's a festa sugya about Isser Koil, Isser Moisev. And Beshulei HaMichtov, Reb Shlomo Eger writes to his father, he says, that I have a kash I want to ask you on a ram. The Rambam paskins that someone's Mekadosh and over, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Break Reb Shlomo Eger. That the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, Perek Zayin, Halochei, says as follows. If somebody had a shifcha, Kinanis, and she was Muberes, and he goes over to the Shifcha and says, Harei at Shifcha, Uvlotcha ben Chayr. I want to free the Uber that you're carrying, but I want you to remain a shifcha. Loyom aklo, it doesn't work. The reason is because it comes at you a meshachar a chatzi isha, and you can't be meshachar a chatzi isha. You could only be meshachar a shifcha if you are meshachar the entire shifcha. But chatzin, you cited this, Rambam is the Rambam Paskin's Uber Yerachima. So the way you look at an Uber as being a limb, a part of the mother. So being meshachar the Uber, not the mother, is like being meshachar a chatzi shifcha. And you can't be meshachar a chatzi isha. Freik of Shloimeiger, if the Rambam holds that Uber Yerachima, and thus when it comes to shichur, you can't be meshachar a shifcha, an Uber, and not the mother, because you're being meshachar a chatzi isha. Luchura, may high time, you shouldn't be able to mekadesh an Uber either. Because just like it's mavur in sugis hashas, you can't be meshachar a chatzi isha. It's also mavur in sugis hashas, you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. Kedushin daf ches, kitten daf mem gimel. It's mavur, clearly you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. So the Rambam l'shitasa who holds Uber Yerachima, how could he hold that you can be mekadesh a chatzi isha? What happened to Uber Yerachima? Zok Reb Shloimeh Eger Gevaldik. The Teretz lik in Nochar Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Ishos, Perek Dalid. Perek Dalid Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam over there is discussing a chetzio shifcha, chetzio baschoir. Says the Rambam, HaMekadesh Isha, SheChetzio Shifcha, VeChetzio Baschoyren, Eina Mikudesha Es Kedushin Gemurin, Ad SheTishachar. The Kedushin is not a Fartike Kedushin, but the Kedushin is Chal. But the Kedushin is Chal. Then the Rambam says, VeKivan SheNishtachara, once the other half becomes freed, Gomer Kedusha, Kedusha, Ketana, SheGodav, Eina Tzarech L'Chadsh, Kedusha, Rechem. At that point, the Kedushin is Chal. So the Rambam says that if someone is Mekadesh, a Chetzio Shifcha, VeChetzio Baschoyren, even though the Kedushin is not a Kedushin Gemurim, but Epis Vos Kedushin is Chal. What's posh pshan in the Rambam? I thought the Rambam holds that you can't be Mekadesh Chatz Isha. If you can't be Mekadesh Chatz Isha, aren't you being Mekadesh Chatz Isha? No, the Teretz is based on a sugi and gittin dapnem gimel amenal. That when is there a chasar to be Mekadesh Chatz Isha? That's only if you're shayer bekinyone. If it's possible to be Mekadesh, the whole Isha, and you're only Mekadesh half of the Isha, you leave half the Isha aside. So you could have been Mekadesh the whole Isha, you weren't Mekadesh the whole Isha, you were Meshayer, over there there's a halacha, there's a chesaron of being Mekadesh al Chatz Isha. But if it's Loi Shayer B'Kinyon, if it wasn't possible to be Mekadesh the whole Isha, why? Because she was a Chetz Yeshivcha, and the Chetz Yeshivcha is not Toifis Kedushin, it's not possible. Loi Shayer B'Kinyon, over there, there's not going to be an issue. Zok Rav Shloimeh Eger, in this case, where you have a married woman who's carrying a baby, you went over to Isha's Chaveroi, and you said, I want to be Mekadesh, your daughter, the Uber, the Kedushin Schal, Frank, the Shloimeh Eger, aren't you being Mekadesh a Chatzi Isha? The answer is no, because although it's true, Uber Yerachimai, and the Uber is a Chatzi Isha, but it's not possible to be Mekadesh the mother. Why not? Because she's an Eishes Ish. So being that you can't be Mekadesh the mother, so it comes out, you were Loishayir B'Kinyone, whatever was possible for you to be Mekadesh, you are Mekadesh. Where it's Loishayir B'Kinyone, there's no problem. Says Rav Shloimeh Eger, it's Pashut, this Pshat in the Rambam, and I'm going to tell you now something so beautiful, which is going to show you without a doubt that this is Pshat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam feared Ois. The Rambam said, Oisa Ishes Chaber Meuberes V'Hukar Uber Reza Mekudeshes. V'Yira Li, Zok the Rambam. I believe, it's tugging me, that after the baby's born, go be Mekadesh again. So it'll be a fire to get Kedushin. Why do you have to do another Kedushin? It's the Rambam L'shitasoi. Because what did the Rambam say when you Mekadesh a chetzi yeshivcha v'chetzi baschoirin? Eino Mekudesh is Kedushin Gemurin. It's Chal Kedushin. There's no chesaron of chetzi yesha. But it's not Kedushin Gemurin. Ad shetishtachre. Until you free her, then the Kedushin is going to be fartik. That means the Rambam holds that when you're Mekadesh a Chatzi Isha, even when you're not shy of a Kinyana, it's still not a fartik in Kedushin. Because even though it's true you don't have a Chasar in a Chatzi Isha, that's why there is Epis of Kedushin, but it's not Nigmar, the Kedushin, as long as there's a Chasaron of Chatz Isha. Agam it's Loishayi B'Kinyonah. So the Rambam L'shitasa, who holds that being Mekadesh and Uber is also Chatz Isha, because the Rambam holds Uber Yerachimai, like he passes the Perek Zayin Hilchas Avodim. So the Rambam says the Kedushin's Chal, but Virali, I hold you're going to have to do another Kedushin. Why? Because even though there's a Kedushin, the Kedushin itself is not a Fartike Kedushin. Kiveger in the next Simen, in Chuvas Rav Kiveger, Simen Kufay and Alf. He writes to his son as follows: the Bni Chavivi Kilvavi, Harav Shloima Neriyar. Asher choishesh b'ni yishu liva kovid l'hashav. So apparently in the previous shuvah, Rav Shlomo Eger told Rav Kiv Eger, I know it's difficult for you to answer my shailas. Tamin, I want you to believe me. Ki hu chay yiruchi. Ki b'esh ani kosev elecha. When I write to you, mitzuyer etzli ki ilu d'muscha oimed l'fanai. I feel like you're standing in front of me. Listen to Rav Kiv Eger. Uponim el ponim adabri itcha. V'kvar lokachti ayoyim gilyin yohashav al tshuvascha. I want you to know that today I already took a piece of paper and I sat down to write a tshuva. V'kashe kosafti shmoinai eser shurois. After I wrote 8 or 10 lines, he giyuni kama michtovim. The mailman came and he brought a lot of letters. Ashahoisa tshuvasi nechutzalei rasha. And I had to respond to them because they were literally hayrasha v'fsikuni, and I couldn't sit down and answer your shaylo. Umin ato atzei sador. From now until the next mail goes out, lo yochel hazman lahoshav advarecho ha'amukim be'inyan amuk dekoylu l'maysef. I'm not going to have enough time to write a tshuva to your shayla regarding Issachal Alisa. V'oshiv rak al divrei b'ni b'divrei Rambam. So what I'm going to do is, you wrote the shulei amichta va'ara on the Rambam. That I have enough time to answer. I'm going to write that to you. Asherim dvarim nechayim. Because what you said is dvarim nechayim. Af te'ein adayim kol kach lasan. Hagam, I think there's a big chilek between the case of Kiddushei Uber and the case of Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Baschet. What was Rav Shlomo Eger's Sushta? Rav Shlomo Eger asked the Kasha, the Rambam Paskins will be Yerachimah. So an Uber is part of the mother. So actually, the Mekadosh an Uber, L'chura, it's like being Mekadosh a Chetz Yisho. Said Rav Shlomo Eger, no. Because the Rambam says you can be Mekadosh a Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Baschet, albeit not Kiddush and Gemurah, but you could be Mekadosh a Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Baschet. What's the reason for it? Because Loishai B'Kinyone. Here too, Loishai B'Kinyone. Why weren't you Meshai B'Kinyone by Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Baschet? Because the Chetzio Shivcha, you can't be Mekadosh. So whatever you're able to be Mekadosh, you are. Here too, you can't be Mekadosh the mother, she's an Eishes Ish. Whatever you were able to be Mekadosh, you are Mekadosh. Says Rav Kiv Eger in Lomnis, it's Chilek. There's a Chilek between why a Shivcha is not Roy L'Kedushin and why an Eishes Ish is not Roy L'Kedushin. A Shivcha is Be'etzim not Roy L'Kedushin. She's not in the parshuv. She's not betoyrus gittin v'kedushin. She has no. You can't ever be mekadosh a shivcha. She's not. Just like you can't be mekadosh a man. You can't be mekadosh a shivcha. You can't be mekadosh an animal. You can't be mekadosh a shivcha. A shivcha is not a bas tvisas kedushin. This ish be'etzem a shayich to kedushin. Gradenel, she's an ish ish. Akeisha to Rabbi Yoina. There's no way to be mekadosh her. But be'etzem she is royal kedushin. So he says, I'm not so sure you're right with your tushdel that we're the chatzi. That you're not being Mekadosh is an erva that would be considered Loishayer B'Kinyon. I'm not sure. But regardless, says Rav Kiv Eger, my tire is in Rav Shlomo Eger. I think you made a toys. I don't think you learned Pshat and the Rambam correct. Rav Shlomo Eger sat down and he learned, read a Rambam. A Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Ishas Alochet HaZayin. V'moyso Ishas Chaveir Me'uberes Fokura Uber, Hareza Mekudeshes. And you understood it that you could be Mekadosh an Uber. You can be Mekadosh an Uber. So you ask Gevald, oh, you can be Mekadosh an Uber, L'chur it's a Chatzi Isha. The Rambam says you can't be Meshachar an Uber because it's Chatzi Isha. So why could you be Mekadosh an Uber? It's the same Chatzi Isha, it's the same Uber Yerachimoy. Zokt Rav Kiv Eger, the Rambam never meant that you could be Mekadosh. How can you be Mekadosh an Uber? You're Mekadosh, you're married to an Uber. That doesn't make any sense. You know what the Rambam meant? The Rambam meant you could do a Maisa Kedushin now that stipulates that it should be chal after the Uber is going to be born. But not that the Kedushin is going to be chal now, but oidom the Uberes. It's not chal, nothing is chal right now. You know when it's going to be chal? When the baby is born, when it's yatzal avra oilom, then it's going to be chal. Now it's true, the Ravitz kasha and the Rambam still a good kasha. What was the Ravitz kasha? You know, the Machlin Dovish, it's still a good kasha. If the Ravitz understood the Rambam that way, he'd still ask the same kasha. Because at the end of the day, you can't do a maisa on a loy baloylam, even if you stipulate that it should be chal when it's baloylam. That's also chsar in ein adamak nedover, shaloy baloylam. But as it relates to the Havana in the Rambam never meant that the Kedusha should be chal when the child is in the state of an Uber. The Rambam meant the child should be chal l'kishatele, l'maynafkemino, your kasha is not a kasha of Shlomo. What was Rav Shlomo Eger's kasha? After you're mekadosh an Uber, it's a chatzi isha. What's the difference if you're meshachar an Uber, you're not being mekadosh an Uber. You're going to be mekadosh, the Kedusha is going to be chal when the baby's born. At that point, the baby's not going to be an Uber anymore. At that point, the baby is going to be born. And being that the baby is going to be born, there's no chesaron of chatzi isha. Rav Shlomo Eger understood the Rambam. Now, what did the Rambam mean when he says you can be mekadosh an Uber, the kedushin can be chal when the child is an Uber? Oh, the kedushin can be chal when the child is an Uber. Frank Derek, the Uber is a chatzi isha. Zok Rav Kiv, is that what the Rambam means? The Rambam doesn't mean the kedushin is going to be chal when she's an Uber. What the Rambam means is that the kedushin is going to be chal after the baby. Zok Rav Kiv Eger.
What's doing that?
You're doing a Maisa Kedusha right now. As long as the Uber is nicker, it's going to be Chal when the baby's born. So if the Uber is nicker, you could do a Maisa Kedusha right now for the baby to be Chal. Zok Rav Kiva Eger, and I'll bring you a Raya that I'm right. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, he talks about a father's ability to Mekabel Kedusha on behalf of his daughter. Says the Rambam, B'loshoyne Yazov, L'fichach, Mekabel Ha'ov Kedusha Bitoi, Mi Yoyim Sheti Volet, Ad Yoyim Sheti Bogar. Chav Tistiris Rambam. The Rambam says he can be Mekadosh an Uber. A father can be Mekabel Kedusha on behalf of his Uber. How could the Rambam over here say, it's not miyom shetivolit. The teretz is the Rambam over here is talking about being mekabel kedusha. That's going to be chal right now. That's only miyom shetivolit. It's true the Rambam paskin in a perek zayin alocha tezayin in Hilchos Ishos that a father can be mekabel kedusha even on behalf of an uber. But that kedusha can't be chal miyad. Here he's talking about kedusha that can be chal miyad. Oh, kedusha that can be chal miyad. That's dafka over here. So unfortunately, we ran out of time. But Rabbi Kivega continues in his tshuva and says that really, this should be totally in a machlokes rishonim. The Rav Magid Mishnah and the Mukhi Yosef on the one hand, the Ran on the other hand, and he tells his son Rav Shlomo Eger, at the very least, you should realize that it's totally in this Machlokes Rishonim. So maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow, but in case we don't, I'm just going to read to you what Rav Shlomo Eger wrote back in Siman Kufayin Gimel. He writes back to his father, and he says as follows, I want you to know, Mashakosav Abba Mori, Shal Uber Enem Eskadosh Kim La'acha Shateleit, Miyu, you acknowledge that Midivrei Arava Magim Avur, the Ba'udu Uber Meskadosh, that really is taught in Machlokes Rishonim, Tesili, I want you to at least give me credit. Shekasha Rashamti Etzli Akushio, when I wrote down the Kasha, he says, if you were sitting here, I'd show it to you. Kasafti b'teisef es dvarim elo. Bishloim el haran kedushim b'kavonos harambam d'ubel leim eskadesh adek gishtelu nicho. Aval adas harav magid b'harambam d'ba'udah ubel eskadesh. Meaning, I wrote that. I knew it was talking about machlekes rishonim. We'll see it. We'll try to get this in someday this week. I knew it was talking about machlekes rishonim. Ve'rachti oid b'dovar ach b'tziyah dvarah lefnei kisei kotshoid abu mori katsarti. He said, when I wrote you a letter, I was makarti ki yodei ani lefnei mi ani medaber. I know who I'm talking to. Al kein you dvorei matim ki akol goliv yadu lefanecha. Man, it's like he's talking to the Eibishter. He says everything is goliv yadu lefanecha. But the bottom line is, this is the erech that Rav Shlomo Eger had for his father, Rav Kiva Eger. The chavivos with which Rav Kiva Eger spoke to Rav Shlomo Eger. So in addition to all the lumdus that you get from going through Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger, you learn midos, you learn Yerushalayim. It's just beautiful the way a father and son interacted. Either way, this is part one of this raid. We're just getting warming. We're just rolling up our sleeves. Metzchem is a lot more raid, a lot more lumdis on this very festive sugya of Mezakeh L'Ober.